Hello everybody, I'm George Mylan, so thanks for coming to my channel. Talking about what Zach Polanski did recently. In case you didn't know, he's the 43-year-old leader of the Green Party in England and Wales. Green Party and North Britain are separate. So anyway, Mr. Zelansky leads this far-left party, and he's often execrated Nigel Farage, villainized him, said that Mr. Farage is a fascist and so forth. This party stands for outright racialism and so forth. So Mr. Zelansky recently published a photograph of a man wearing a t-shirt, and on the t-shirt you see a guillotine and the slogan, "We're only making plans for Nigel," close quotation. Okay, so Nigel is an unmissable reference to Nigel Farage, the leader of Reform United Kingdom. Nigel Farage MP, who was obviously bête noire for the left. So anyway, this incident has been reported to the Metropolitan Police. Now, Polanski has subsequently taken it down. And so on, because the idea is this is an incitement to murder. And a very prominent member of Reform UK was murdered only about a fortnight ago. That's Anne Widdecombe, who was a member of the European Parliament representing the Brexit Party. The Brexit Party has since been rebaptized Reform UK. And she was beaten to death in a house, a 7 or 8 year old woman who was struck 21 times on the head with a hammer. Now, it's not certain whether the motive for her murder was political or not, but there's anyway, was a distinct possibility it is what she best known for, not dancing, for her political views, which were contentious. Anyway, so Zia Yusuf, who's the Home Affairs spokesman of Reform UK, said this is a blatant incitement to murder. Now, you could call this a joke in questionable taste. I've tried to be a little bit forgiving about these things, but it was foolhardy at best to publish it, especially, as I say, only 10 days or a fortnight after a very well-known member of Reform UK was murdered, okay? But you might say, yes, this is just a metaphor, this is just in jest. And I have some sympathy that they've been foolish like this, but if you're a leader of a political party, that's different. If you're an undergraduate, you know, that's not the same. You asking around will think, well, nobody takes things seriously, but you know, you've got to act seriously and be responsible use of social media if you're the leader of a political party, Zach Polanski, who aspires to be prime minister. So he said he got lots of images of the party and he put them up and things like that. So anyway, the Reform UK leader, Nigel Farage, said, if I were to post anything as a disciple then, I would expect to be arrested, and so should Polanski, and so on. Now, though, the thing is, there was that woman who, after those sort of knife attacks a couple of years ago, she published this screed saying to burn down asylum seekers' hostels or something like that. And she was jailed for it, even though she realized she made a terrible mistake and took it down after a while. She's just an ordinary member of the public. Well, I believe was her husband a member of Reform UK or something? And now, since Farage said that was an overreaction, she'd be welcomed into the party. So Farage has been rather hypocritical about that. So Polanski's not said sorry about this and so on, but he has taken it down. So Polanski said that he receives death threats himself. I don't know whether that's true or not. It might be. So I obviously don't want anyone in UK politics to be receiving death threats. But it was clearly an ill-judged thing to do. So it's the sort of lack of leadership is the unwisdom that reflects very poorly on him. Goodness. Anyway, how very bad of Polanski. I mean, I prefer him not to be prosecuted. I think, like, just a warning. Maybe I'm being too lax, because maybe these things are hateful and words lead to action. And we know that a guillotine is a way of killing someone, and there are enough crackpots out there. There are enough far left people who would like to do that, who are very violent, and may yet murder Farage. Because if you're calling him a Nazi, the worst thing you can possibly call him, these are people who many people want to annihilate. Some people will go as far and do it, which is why he has these 24/7 security, which is why he said he accepted that £5 million gift from that chap in Thailand, because he said he needs to pay for this, because that his life is in grave danger. What do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.